Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Did you know that you can listen to the Asa RX audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at asarx.com/experience. Hi, this is Asa, and we here at Asa RX pray that you and your family are safe during this unprecedented time. Make sure to take every precaution for your wellness by getting my free booklet on building a healthy immune system at asarx.com. Live, this is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and everything lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio. Talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health, your life. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. Lifestyle is what this is all about. It can be your best form of medicine. Let's kick it off and go with Leon. Hi, Leon.
Hi. I have a problem with my lips cracking, chapping, and bleeding when the weather changes. And I'm wondering what to do about it. Obviously, there's something going on in my body that's causing that.
Yeah, it's, believe it or not, it's kind of interesting. It can be a vitamin B1 or a B2 deficiency, which those are B vitamins that we don't talk about a whole lot. But believe it or not, we can get deficient in those. If your diet is not heavy in fruits and vegetables, specifically more vegetables, especially the dark leafy greens, and stress levels get elevated, which I think all of us deal with some level of that, right? When that happens, you can develop deficiencies in these areas with B1 and B2. Now, you can use supplementation, but I like to get it from food sources as much as possible. So the three areas that are the most important just for general health, if you'll focus on beans, greens, and berries, that way you'll be able to yield really your best result and be able to do and get the nutrients that you need. The B vitamins, you'll get tons of it from that, and it can be a great way to go. So I would start there and create your game plan, all right? And you could do, like I said, for the cracking, you can get the supplements and just go to the health food store and get that. You can get in touch with our store, go to asarx.com, and we've got it there too. Now, one step I would look at too, and this is in combination with what I just said, the omega-3 fatty acids, omega-3 fats, are usually an indicator of the dry, cracked lips as well. And that means that you've got a higher amount of omega-6 fats, which comes like in olive oil, versus your omega-3s. And that can be another factor too. So there's a simple blood test you can get done for your omega-3 fats. And you can get with any of our providers. They can help you with that. It's kind of a specialty test. It's hard to find. But your omega-3 fat or your omega-3 fats can be tested in the blood. Simple. And then you know what the numbers are. And that helps with the ratio of the omega-3, 6s, and 9s. And by building it up the way it needs to be, typically can take care of those issues. Okay. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go online, asarx.com. So colon cancer, everybody thinks that like prostate cancer and breast cancer are the biggest killers. And they're really not. When you're talking about the big C, actually colon cancer is number two behind lung cancer. Lung cancer is at like 36%. Leading cause of all deaths in cancer, and then colon cancer is right behind it, like 27%, 24%, something like that. What's interesting is with colon cancer, every 10 grams, I want you to remember this, really important, write this down. Every 10 grams of fiber that you take in every day decreases your colon cancer risk by 10%. So the average in what we recommend in medicine is 25 to 30 grams of fiber a day, right? So what would that give you? That would give you a 25 to 30% less chance of getting colon cancer. If you look at most vegetarians, they're getting in 60, 70, 80% of fiber because it's all they're eating. A lot of vegetables. Well, guess what? How many vegetarians do you see with colon cancer? Hardly any. And the reason for that is they've got their percentage of colon cancer risk down to like 70-80%. I mean, it's night and day. So that, first and foremost, is a big deal. And really is where you should, what you should look at. And that's really the game changer right there. So I would look at least 50. I shoot for 50 to 60 grams. It's a lot. But, I mean, if you're eating beans, greens, and berries like I talk about, then you're going to get that in every single day. One can of beans is like 20 grams, or one can, but one cup of black beans or kidney beans or whatever you're going to use. I mean, that it's a big deal. Peas are good, too. I'm a huge pea fan. I like field peas, green peas, black-eyed peas. I'm old school from the South, of course. So, I mean, all of those are great. But getting your fiber in, it's a big deal. It really is. And so with colon cancer, they even found there was a 7-year study. This is something I want to hit on. There's a 7-year study for people treated with stage 3 colon cancer who ate at least 2 ounces of nuts a week. All right, now I think it's good to eat 2 ounces of nuts a day. 1 to 2 ounces, it's like a couple of handfuls. So these people just ate a couple of handfuls of nuts a week and had a 42% lower chance of their colon cancer coming back and a 57% lower risk of dying from the disease just by eating nuts. Like, that's nuts. So stage 3 means the cancer may have spread surrounding areas, but it hasn't spread to distant organs. So it could be spread in the general area, but it's not like really spread. That's stage 4. So these preliminary findings jive with those of the second trial. The study found that colon cancer survivors with the highest healthy lifestyle scores, eating right, exercising, maintaining healthy weight, had a 42% lower risk of death than those with the lowest scores. So both studies were looked at by the American College of the Society of Clinical Oncology. Diet and lifestyle can also influence the risk of cancer coming back and can help you live longer. So President-elect Dr. Bruce Johnson, who's the chief clinical research officer in Boston, he said, once you get cancer, it's not too late to adopt these type of principles. It makes a difference every single time. A third of our cancer risk is related to all the things that we can prevent. I thought that was pretty cool. The NUT study was funded by the U.S. National Institutes of Health, and it involved more than 800 patients who had received surgery and chemotherapy for their colon cancer. They all filled out diet questionnaires, including questions regarding the amount of nuts they ate. The patients were followed for about 7 years after completing chemotherapy. Nearly 1 in 5 patients said they ate at least 2 ounces of nuts a week. And the researchers found that both lower risk of cancer recurrence and higher overall survival in that group. Think about that. It's really cool. It's so simple. The tree nuts that we typically talk about, of course, they found that the tree nuts can lower blood sugar levels. They help with insulin, which can help with colon cancer risk. Tree nut contains high amounts of healthy fats, fiber, and a thing we call flavonoids. So the thought is that they impact the way the body releases insulin. So it's interesting what nuts can do. Nuts are powerful. They really are. And my favorite every single day, 5 Brazil nuts. It's kind of my little routine, if you want to know it. 5 Brazil nuts every single day gives you the amount of selenium that you need. Selenium's vital mineral for so many functions in the body, especially if you're a male. So 5 Brazil nuts every day, and then a couple of handful of macadamia nuts every day. The nuts are powerful. They really are. They can make a huge impact on your health, and they're easy. That's what's so cool. They're easy to carry, and plus they taste great. I mean, who doesn't like almonds? Really? So, stuff's great for you. 888-283-7272. You're listening to the ACE Experience, ACE-RX Experience. We're here with you each and every day to help you go to the next level and live your potential. We'll be right back. Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen. oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Talking about little fatty cysts, lipomas, that can be painful sometimes. And I was talking to you, Samantha, just about some different options. Now, typically what happens is that you don't break your proteins down very well. And that's very common. Most people break down, digest, absorb, and assimilate about 15 to 20% of their nutrients anyway. And so you already have a diet that maybe not be the best, and you're not using any kind of enzymes to break your food down very well. So that's one option that would be an issue. Now, the other is you throw in a lot of stress on top of that, then your cortisol levels go up. Cortisol is a stress hormone that's produced by the adrenal glands, and the adrenal glands are the body's stress glands. When cortisol levels go up, you have a high propensity to create these lipomas. And so by managing cortisol levels, one of the best ways to do that, green tea is actually very good, a great natural way to handle cortisol levels, and also just managing your stress. I mean, dealing with, you know, pacing your life and making better decisions and time management and those kind of things. Cutting out coffee from the diet. Coffee can stimulate cortisol in a negative way, keeping those levels up. Nighttime is when you want your cortisol to be down, and first thing in the morning is when you want it to be elevated. And because a lot of people are under a lot of stress now, that process is reversed. And so proteolytic enzymes are actually the enzymes that you would want to look at. You can get them at a health food store. Proteolytic enzymes are really important. You take them usually, what research says is to take them about an hour after meals, and proteins that didn't break down very well during the digestive process, they can be kind of helped in that situation by the proteolytic enzymes. So anyway, great thing to do, easy to find. Health food stores have them, and they can be really beneficial. Here's the challenge, though. Once you get the little fatty cyst, then typically, you have to get them removed. They easily won't dissolve. Going back to the blood during the ovulation time and all, I would get your iron levels checked. TIBC is a pretty standard blood test, and let them see if that's an issue. I know they probably just checked hemoglobin, hematocrit, but when you check a TIBC, you can check the binding capacity of iron, and that could be the issue. Also, ferritin can be very low. Ferritin is the storage tank and sometimes can lead to this condition. And, you know, typically they say in the research this kind of condition is pretty normal, meaning like a normal variant, and it's nothing to really worry about. But I would still do some research and get some testing done just to make sure that everything's on the up and up. And your diet's a key too. If you're under a lot of stress, you might want to consider, you know, making sure that you're following a good anti-inflammatory diet, keeping the inflammation down in the body so that your gut can be healthy, because when your gut's healthy, you stay healthy. And that really is a big key for this entire process, especially when you're dealing with, you know, female issues and things of that nature. So just something to think about. Our food for the day are almonds. Now, I talk a lot about food, why it's our best medicine, regardless. I mean, we get sick by eating the wrong foods. Let me tell you, that's one of the main keys of why we stay sick. So eating the right kinds of foods can be vital. And almonds are what I want to talk about today. And it's something that we all, you know, are understanding that's a very strong health food, but it is when you look at the benefits of almonds, you should be eating them. I think we all should be eating them every day, unless you have a strong propensity for viruses, because it's full of L-arginine and it can actually trigger viral activity in the body. But here's a couple of things that almonds are good for. They're great for the brain. So they're a source of many nutrients, they say, but it increases high intellectual capacity and also for growing children. Many mothers give almonds soaked in water to their children daily in the morning. 2 to 3 pieces of soaked almonds are good enough. And you can also remove the outer shell if it causes an allergy. So when the kids are little, and as they grow older, think about giving almonds to them every single day. It regulates cholesterol. Regular consumption of almonds helps increase the level of the high-density lipoproteins, the HDLs, those are the good guys, and reduces the low-density lipoproteins, the LDLs, which are the bad guys. It's good for the heart. Monounsaturated fat, which is a good protein source, also has tons of potassium and vitamin E, which acts as an antioxidant for most heart disease. Now, the almonds can actually help reduce C-reactive protein, which is a big blood test now that we're using as a cardiac marker and is a strong inflammatory marker, too. So we know that almonds, they're a source of folic acid, and they reduce the level of homocysteine, which is a fatty plaque that can help build up in the arteries. So, I mean, I'm telling you, I mean, so far, so good. It's looking good as far as our list is going. Now, skincare. We all know that skincare comes from the inside out. And so almonds are unbelievably beneficial. Almond milk, especially, is they're putting in soaps. And also what you take in internally is going to be great externally for our skin. So it helps regulate blood pressure. All the potassium that's in these almonds are very good for blood pressure. They're also low in sodium, which helps with blood pressure-related issues with so many people. They protect against diabetes. And almonds can help reduce the rise in blood sugar levels and stabilize blood sugar. So, for example, if you are in between meals and you want to have an apple, which is very low as far as how it's going to affect your blood sugar. But even if you went crazy and had, I don't know, a bagel or something that's going to raise your blood sugar level through the roof, if you do a carbohydrate with a good handful of nuts, like almonds or walnuts, it's going to cut down how the blood sugar is affected. So it's a great little trick if you want to help regulate blood sugar. Almonds are great. So also they're good for pregnancy. Almonds contain folic acid, and we know that folic acid's one of the top vitamins that we want to take for, you know, avoiding birth defects. And really it's the first 4 weeks. Neural tube defect is going to happen in the first 4 weeks of formation, and that's really all it's used for. But OBGYNs and the research says to go ahead and take it throughout your pregnancy. Almonds are full of folic acid. So just a little tip. So there's really nothing can go wrong. The only negative to almonds are if you have some type of viral activity in the body, whatever it might be, and it's dormant and you don't want to activate it like herpes. Almonds have a ton of L-arginine in them along with dark chocolate, and they will stimulate viruses and kind of kick them out of their dormancy. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back. 888-283-7270.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump labeled churches and other houses of worship as essential and called on governors nationwide to let them reopen this weekend, even though some areas remain under coronavirus lockdown.
Today I'm identifying houses of worship, churches, synagogue, and mosques as essential places that provide essential services. Some governors have deemed liquor stores and abortion clinics as essential, but have left out churches and other houses of worship. It's not right.
The president threatened to override governors who defy him, and following the announcement, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released new guidelines for communities of faith on how to safely reopen, including recommendations to limit the size of gatherings and consider holding services outdoors or in large, well-ventilated areas. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
One of the most recognizable members of the White House Coronavirus Task Force delivers a commencement address, and USA's Chris Barnes has the details.
Like most colleges and universities, because of the pandemic, Johns Hopkins University's class of 2020 had a virtual graduation ceremony where the guest speaker was Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, who told the grads,
I am profoundly aware that celebrating your graduation virtually is extremely disappointing at best. However, we must adapt to this extraordinary situation, as you have done so well.
Meanwhile, Fauci has now told NPR in an interview on Friday that it's conceivable there could be a coronavirus vaccine in the United States by December. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Jerry Sloan, the Hall of Fame coach who was a fixture for decades in Utah and took the Jazz to the NBA Finals in 97 and 98, passed away at the age of 78. The Jazz said he died from complications of Parkinson's disease and dementia. Sloan had been in failing health for many years. He spent 23 seasons coaching in Utah, the team with John Stockton and Karl Malone leading the way in most of those seasons. He finished below 500 only once. Sloan won 2,221 games in his career, the fourth highest total in NBA history. Get updated on everything going on in the world at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Did you know that 1 in 10 adults may have diabetes by the year 2030? It's pretty incredible. Now, 1 out of 3 of our young people right now in this year have been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes under the age of 11. 1 in 3. That's unbelievable. That's unacceptable is what that is. And it falls on us. It falls on parents because we're providing the food. We're teaching our kids. And that's just a travesty. But 1 in 10 adults may have diabetes by 2030. They're saying the International Diabetes Federation predicts that at least 1 in 10 adults could have diabetes by 2030 with the current statistics. And in a report issued on Monday, the advocacy group estimated that 500 million people could have diabetes in 2 decades' time based on the factors like aging and demographic changes. But currently, the group says that about 1 adult in 13 has diabetes. So the figure includes both types of diabetes as well as the undiagnosed, which is a growing concern because people aren't going to their doctors. So the group expects the number of cases to jump by 90%, even in Africa, where infectious disease has previously been the top killer, without including the impact of increasing obesity. The International Diabetes Federation says its figures were conservative. So according to the World Health Organization, there's about 346 million people worldwide with diabetes, with more than 80% of the deaths occurring in developing countries. The agency projects diabetes deaths will double by the year 2030, said the International Diabetes Federation's prediction is possible. So there's a lot we need to do, I think. I'm a big advocate of diabetes research and the ADA and all that they're doing. But, I mean, it comes down to lifestyle. It comes down to lifestyle choices. I think what we need to research more than anything is how to get people to stick to it and how to get past their food addictions and really get to a place where they're ready to aggressively go after it so that they don't have to deal with this health challenge, because it's one of those health challenges that really, if you change your lifestyle choices, you clean up your eating habits. Now I'm talking about type 2 more than obviously type 1. And you're willing to make some radical changes, then you can see some amazing results in your overall health. And that's what we're going to help you do. We have all kinds of great tools. We've got all kinds of preferred wellness providers in your area that can help with these types of challenges and great protocols and systems and programs to be able to do that. So we want to help see you thrive. We want to see you live well and live at your fullest potential. So, and you can do it. I mean, if you've been diagnosed with diabetes and you're stressed out about it and you're frustrated, just realize this, that you've probably lifestyled your way in, okay? And the good news is that if you've made some poor habits to get you to this place, then you can turn around, make some radical changes, and make some new habits and get out. And that's what we want to see you do, because it is possible. Go online, send me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. And we do have our preferred wellness providers that are available in your area that believe in these nutrition and lifestyle-based principles that can kind of take you from where you are to where you need to be. We're going to go to David next on the phones. David, welcome to the show, man.
Thank you for having me.
Sure. How can I help?
I'm 42 years old, and I went to my doctor just a little while ago. I had a bunch of blood work done, normal checkup stuff. And I was tested for low T, and my numbers came back. My total testosterone was 460, and but my free and bioavailable were both low, and my SHBG was high. And he suggested Androgel, which I've read a lot of bad stuff on, didn't really want to take it. And so I just kind of like to have your thoughts on, you know, what would be an alternative for it.
All right, let's go back. So 460 was the number, right?
That's my total, yeah. I'm 42 years old. He said it should probably be more around the 550 range for my age.
It should. It should. I mean, 550 is actually a really good number. But at the same time, it's still not a bad number. I mean, 460 is not 200.
Now, I'm looking I'm looking at my lab work. My free testosterone, given the level of 46 to 224, minus 36.5.
Okay.
My body.
Well, what do they say? Do they say, tell me exactly what they wanted to do with you, to a T?
He just wanted to put me on an Androgel 1.62%, 2 pumps a day.
And that was
come back and check my blood in 3 months and make sure that it wasn't, you know, messing up my liver or anything like that.
Yeah, that's pretty typical. And the reason, well, here's the deal. Bottom line is, when you start taking hormones, you can't stop because it's going to, you know, let's say that you're down. So there are some natural things you can do to bring up dopamine levels. You can get a blood test done as well to see what your dopamine levels are. And that might be something you want to look into and consider. Dopamine levels, you can raise them pretty easily. Pyridoxal 5-phosphate, which is vitamin B6, the version of it, will help bring those levels back up. And then also galantamine and huperzine, that's club moss. Those are very beneficial. A good fish oil, like a DHA oil, not in a gel cap, but the actual oil itself, is always a great way to go. And then your kind of your protein slash fat foods. And what I mean by that are like, you know, like beef, chicken, whole eggs, yogurt that contain proteins but also contain fat in them can be very helpful too. So those kind of foods. And then also one big one is dark chocolate. Dark chocolate will help raise dopamine levels up. So it's not something that everybody actually hates. So it's actually pretty good. So you get a little sweet tooth, you can do that, and that'll bring dopamine levels up. That can help with testosterone. Now, are you doing any kind of weightlifting at all, exercise in that capacity?
Yeah, I've been a weightlifter since I was about 17, so about 25 years.
Are you doing it consistently now?
Yeah, I work out about 6 days a week.
How long do you work out for?
Typically an hour, maybe 45 minutes to an hour.
Okay. If you cut it back to about 4 days and cut your workouts down, don't go over 45 minutes, you'll notice an increase in your testosterone. If you want to go 6 days, just do cardio or something light on those other days, but don't do the weight training. The weight training is really important, and it'll stimulate testosterone and growth hormone and all that like nothing else. But if you do it too much, it'll have the reverse effect, and cortisol will go up, and your testosterone will go down. Cortisol is a stress hormone, and so it'll cut that down. You'll be amazed if you cut back a little bit what can happen as far as your hormone profile. That tribulus is really good. It's got good research on that. Zinc levels are really important too, because zinc is a really important mineral in the pathway to make testosterone. So eating a couple handfuls of nuts like almonds or walnuts twice a day can bring those levels up. I just don't, with where you are, if it was me, I mean, this is my body, my health, I wouldn't go the hormone route. That's just me personally. You got to do what your doc tells you, but man, it's your own choice. Do some research on it, because there are a lot of natural ways and you're too borderline to get that up. Now, when you went in to get this checked, I'm just curious, what was your number one complaint to the doctor? Fatigue?
Yeah, I mean, I looked at all the symptoms online, and I told the doctor, I said, depression and low T. I said, I've got about half the symptoms of either one, you know, so I said, take your pick. And he said, well, we're sure enough test you for low T. But my biggest complaint, I guess, is I wake up a lot during the night, and I'm not sure why. I usually go right back to sleep. I don't have any problem getting to sleep, it's staying asleep. And I am on a CPAP machine. I've been on it for the last year and a half. That helped me some, but I still wake up probably just as much as I ever did during the night.
Yeah, see that right there, if you go to sleep and can't stay asleep, serotonin levels are low. So have you ever tried an antidepressant, any of them?
No, I've never been on one.
Okay. I'm not saying you have to be or even suggesting that. I'm just telling you that low serotonin is when you can't stay asleep. Okay? And there's a lot of things you can do to raise serotonin levels. 5-hydroxytryptophan is a precursor to what makes serotonin in the body. Chicken's really good. Turkey's really good. Salmon is really good as far as foods go to raise your serotonin levels. But, you know, look into that, because 5-hydroxytryptophan has been used for a long time to help manage serotonin levels from a natural perspective, and there's some good research on it. And you'll know when your serotonin's back up is when you go to sleep and you stay asleep. And it'll change your mood. It'll improve the mood as well. There's a lot of different combinations of that. You get with a doc, they can probably share that with you. But, yeah, I mean, that would be a big key, just because when you sleep well, you know, you feel better. Everything regenerates in the body, and you get into a better state. So keep me posted on how that goes. I gave you enough right there to to go with this quite a bit. But I, you know, the gel is a quick fix. It's a Band-Aid. And it's only going to be a trickle effect of causing everything else to kind of go downhill even more. All right. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health. I had an email come in. Brenda in Detroit, she writes, I was just diagnosed with AFib. I'm only 41. Is there any way to reverse this? Well, Brenda, it's not so much about reversing it, it's about looking at what caused it. Now, they say that with AFib, there can be some genetic factors involved, and that's true. There's always a small link of genetics strand in there somewhere, but with AFib, typically it's more of a deficiency than anything. It can do with stress, it can be with low GABA levels, there's a lot of could-bes. Low GABA levels, which is a brain chemical, a neurotransmitter, if you will. It can also be a thyroid dysfunction that may not be showing up on the blood test. And you can do the Barnes thyroid test, which is where you take a thermometer, put it underneath your armpit. First thing in the morning, as soon as you get out of bed, even before you pee, put it underneath your armpit. Hold it there for about 10 minutes. Unless your bladder's just killing you, then go pee. But then, see, you don't want your body moving. And then see if your temperature is below 97.1. If it is, then you probably got some dysfunction in that thyroid. Iodine might be something you want to look into at that point. Also, it could be a B vitamin deficiency. So you might want to look at the green vegetables and all the vegetables you take in your diet. B vitamin deficiency is one of the number one causes within AFib from a nutritional perspective. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Preferred wellness providers, our network team of providers that we have around the country that believe in this nutrition and lifestyle-based care prevention the same way that we do, that I do here on the show, and we can get you to these people and they'll take great care of you. And so if you're looking for that, we've got a great team in place that we're building every single day. Marba, you're next with me on the show. How can I help?
Yes, I'm a type 2 diabetic. And I'm on metformin, but I would like to know, what do you think about chromium picolinate as a nutrient for diabetes?
Well, I think it's great. First of all, Marba, I want to start by saying you're not Marba, the type 2 diabetic. You're dealing with diabetes, but
yes,
you're not a diabetic.
I am dealing with it.
Yeah, so don't say I'm a diabetic unless you want to be one forever.
No, I don't. I'm 75 years old, and my
so you're 75 years young.
5.7.
Okay, so you're 75 years young, and you're dealing with a health challenge called diabetes.
Okay.
Is that right?
Yes.
All right, now let's start over. Now, what is your question?
I'm 75 years young, and my name is Marva, and I dealing with diabetes. And
that's so
like
good. I'm so proud of you.
Picolinate for diabetes.
Yeah, chromium's great. Chromium's got a lot of research on it. Alpha lipoic acid has a lot of research. Vanadyl sulfate has a lot of research. The supplements are great, but they're supplements, you know, so they're an addition to what you're already doing as far as your diet and that sort of thing. So talk to me about what you eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That's going to help me more. Then, I mean, the metformin, we can deal with that. Talk to me about what you're eating on a regular basis.
Just about every morning, I have oatmeal with cinnamon and some fruit and water.
Okay.
And
so there's no protein. So there's no protein in breakfast. There is no protein in that.
Boiled egg.
One
no,
boiled egg?
Not too much protein. And for lunch, usually I have fish. And broccoli or cauliflower and a salad.
That's good. What are you doing in between breakfast and lunch, though? Do you do any snacking?
No, I'm not.
All right, we need to start snacking a little bit.
I don't have anything in the house to snack with. I'm trying. I've lost about 52 pounds in the past year. And
you have? That's great. Congratulations, Marva.
A year, and I am trying to keep it off.
Okay.
So I'm not that, I walk a little bit, but I'm not that active. So I try just to eat the way I'm supposed to.
Yeah,
and my cholesterol is 177.
Okay. And, well, the protein's really important. So for blood sugar and getting it stabilized, here's a couple of tricks of the trade. One is to make sure you eat plenty of protein at every meal. So breakfast, there would probably need to be some more protein. I'd throw out the oatmeal and go with more something like a bowl of fresh berries, because you're not going to have such a strong response in blood sugar. And if you go with like three eggs or two eggs instead of just one every now and then, you're going to get a better response as far as controlling blood sugar. And then doing a little snacking in between, like maybe half an apple and a handful of almonds would be good around 10 a.m. And then lunch, your salad and vegetables and piece of fish is a great idea. And just make sure you get some fats in there somewhere, like some more nuts or half an avocado or something. And then, you know, do another little snack in the afternoon. You know, meal replacement shake of some kind, or if you want to do some more nuts and fruit, whatever, that's great. And then dinner, you want to go with a more good protein source, whatever you're choosing, and then some more vegetables. I mean, if you eat like that and a good healthy fat, if you eat like that, you're going to do wonders. Not only you're not going to gain weight, you probably will lose a little bit of weight if you think you're adding those extra calories in. I wouldn't worry too much about that, because when you're dealing with nutrition and you're dealing with the metabolism of the body, you want to be very careful with not avoiding food, because you can actually slow your metabolism down and put it in a starvation mode and actually hold on to weight rather than getting rid of it. So that's important too for really watching your blood sugar levels. So chromium is fine. I think that's a good thought. But, you know, your A1C is 5.7, so you're under the 6.0 mark, and that's great. And I know you're doing that with metformin, but if you really get on this diet kick and your food planning becomes very, very good, then that, along with supplementation and fish oil especially, in the oil itself and not the gel caps, I would talk to your doctor about it and say, look, I'm going to look into these supplements. I'd like to try them for, 8 weeks. Can we come off the metformin? You know, you can ask your doctor that. It's okay. And then look into the supplements, but they have to know about it. They have to do it with you. Don't do it by yourself, please. And let them do some blood work, and then they'll check it again in 8 weeks and see what kind of results you've had. You know, the proof's in the pudding. But I can tell you they've done research on it, especially in Europe. And they've seen great research, great results with it. So it's definitely worth looking into. And man, congratulations, Marva, for dropping 52 pounds. Really? That's fantastic. So way to stick with it. Come up with a game plan, and you worked your plan, and your body is getting back to where it needs to be. And that is exciting. Great talking with you. Puts another hour in the charts. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. Remember that 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That means that somehow, some way, we've lifestyled our way into getting sick. But the good news is that if we can lifestyle our way into getting sick, we can lifestyle our way out and get well, stay well, and live well. That's what we want to help you do right here on the show. Regardless of what kind of diagnosis you've been given, remember, only man can give a diagnosis, and God gives the prognosis with everything in your life. So the great physician always has a prescription for you to live your best life.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither those nor this station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years,
because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.